AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Toward the end of the cockpit voice recording from the Russian plane that crashed in Egypt, a noise can be heard. The lead investigator, Ayman al-Mukaddam, says it is too early to say what that noise is.
The committee is considering with great attention all possible scenarios for the cause of the accident and did not reach till the moment any conclusion in this regard.
It has not been determined yet if a bomb that brought down the plane. Meantime, people from Britain and Russia who are in Sharm el-Sheikh are being returned home. Both countries stopped flights to and from the Sinai Peninsula. John Casson is British ambassador to Egypt.
What we're dealing with is big in scale. It's logistically very demanding. We've had to work around the clock with the Egyptians, with the airlines. And that's why we're appealing to the airlines not to bring people to the airport until they're sure that there is a flight ready for them to get on.
He spoke to Sky News. Also, Egypt's foreign minister is complaining Western governments had not done sufficient enough, had not sufficiently helped Egypt in its war on terrorism. Two tanker cars that derailed in Alma, Wisconsin, are leaking ethanol into the Mississippi River. 32 cars derailed this morning. The tracks are along the river. There's no report of any fire, smoke, or injuries. Voluntary evacuations in Alma, Wisconsin have been lifted. Seven more people died of burn-related injuries in Romania just a week after a fire broke out in a Bucharest nightclub. The total number of dead is up to 39. Two law enforcement officers in Louisiana have been charged with the shooting death of a six-year-old autistic boy.
We know a lot about it. This is a complex case. It's got a lot of moving parts. Nothing's more important to me than the integrity of this case, and that's why I don't want to go into details. We've got a lot of work ahead of us. We've got a lot of things to do.
That's Colonel Mike Edmondson with Louisiana State Police. This is AP Radio News. Several hundred migrants were rescued from the Aegean Sea off the eastern Greek islands. There's also a report of the death of a toddler. Teresa Morey is the Portuguese Minister of Culture, Equity, and Citizenship. She says her country will help refugees learn their language.
Access to training and employment. And all these people have, in the same conditions as the Portuguese people, access to health care, social security care.
Sierra Leone has been declared free of Ebola, but the country's president, Ernest Bai Koroma, says their work is not over yet.
The history of Ebola in other countries has taught us that we must be prepared for a re-emergence of the disease in the future.
Ebola has killed nearly 4,000 people in Sierra Leone since the virus first broke out in 2013. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.